You folks visit Magnolia Shopping Center, right off of Hollister at Patterson Avenue. You got the Turnpike Shopping Center, very close. It's very interesting. They built all these homes in the 60s, some in the 50s, a tremendous number of single-family homes. There's a cluster of apartments off of Turnpike across from San Marcos High School. So west of Turnpike, just above Hollister, you have Vaughn's there, Turnpike Shopping Center. Behind Vaughn's, there's primarily apartments. They built some newer ones right next to the freeway not too long ago, but those apartments have been there for a while. But except for those, the rest of it from Turnpike over to Lassen Drive, it's all houses, about 450 homes. Behind Magnolia Shopping Center, mountainside of Hollister. Then you go over to San Marcos Road, South San Marcos Road, which is parallel to Patterson and Turnpike. It's right kind of in the middle. And to just the west of that, they built Sungate Ranch. I almost bought in Sungate Ranch back in the 90s. And it's some detached homes and some condos attached, but it's more like single family. And then there's one kitty corner to that as well. I can't think of the name of that, one of these developments. So what's happening? The Board of Supervisors over a year ago changed the zoning on four parcels, all virtually next to each other. Main one you probably know, San Marcos Growers. That's on either side of South San Marcos Road facing, well, the one east of San Marcos Road faces Hollister. That is 27 acres. It runs from South San Marcos Road all the way to the Turnpike Shopping Center to Hollister all the way to the mountainside, where it then hits the Tatum property. You probably heard of that. That's 23 acres behind the San Marcos 27 acres. And the Tatum property is owned by the school district. That goes all the way to the 101. So you're basically talking about property from Hollister to the 101, bordered by the Turnpike Shopping Center on one side and San Marcos, South San Marcos Road on the other side. The Tatum property goes up, so it's bordering El Camino Elementary School. So the third parcel owned by San Marcos Growers is west of South San Marcos Road. That's 5.7 acres. And then the fourth property is the Montessori property. It's kind of an island. It's west of the San Marcos Growers, and it's east of Walnut. Walnut is one of the streets that comes up into the development, and that's 11 acres. Okay? So I just gave you four parcels. They're, you know, three of them are virtually touching each other. They're virtually all touching each other. One specifically, 27 acres, and then the 23 acres. So how many homes can you build? Now, you're looking at, well, there are some apartments, as I mentioned, but predominantly it's single family. South San Marcos Road, San Marcos Growers at 27 acres, they're zoned for, call it 800 units, 796 units on 27 acres. It's going to border Hollister, South San Marcos Road, Turnpike Shopping Center. 796 units. Directly north, the mountainside of them, the Tatum property of 23 acres, zoned for 545 units. So you think I would have added these up, and that's 1,341 units. 5 and 6, 11, 14, 1,341 units on said two parcels, which is 50 acres. 1,341 units. Now, on the west of South San Marcos Road, the other parcel of San Marcos Growers, that's just under 6 acres, you get 228 units there. And then the 11 acres just adjacent to that, Montessori, the little island, you get 196 units. So 14, 12, 424 units for those two parcels. Can't believe I'm doing math on the air. 1765 units, all within like not even a quarter of a mile of each other, bordering South San Marcos Road. They're going to have to dump all this traffic on South San Marcos Road. I assume San Marcos Growers on that 23 acres are going to have to build some major road that should serve the Tatum property. And they're going to have to go out to Hollister and put another traffic light there. In anticipation of all this, they've already changed the speed limit that was 45 on Hollister when you were near Patterson. Then as you came towards Lassen, it dropped to 40. Well, now they just dropped it to 35, and nobody does 35. Maybe they figure that. When it was 40, people pushed 45. Now it's 35, people are pushing 40. 1,765 units, and I guess no one's going to have a wood-burning fireplace. I don't know if they're going to be all electric. I don't know where the water is coming from. Of course, these units and apartments, they don't use a lot of water. That's their argument, and it's true. They're going to use electricity. They're going to use cars. It's a nightmare. And I live nearby. And I'm just hoping that they just don't open up San Simeon all the way through and destroy a neighborhood that's been there for 60 years, basically a cul-de-sac neighborhood. And then you're just going to open up this fire hose of traffic. It would be no good for someone to travel all the way through the neighborhood. They really want to get to Hollister and get to Turnpike. And I spoke to traffic a year ago, and they told me they might not be able to put a traffic signal at San Simeon and Turnpike because there's one right on Turnpike and Hollister, and there's one right in front of the high school. So it's in the hands now. They got to apply for a permit, but it's zoned for it. But it's going to be in the hands of the two divisions. And one, of course, is with traffic, and that's the main one. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.